This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
It is 4:15. You're with Em for your Tuesday afternoon. Now, spending a day wandering around a gallery is an absolute delight. Well, whether you're making a trip to Canberra or you need some inspiration to go there, the National Portrait Gallery may have the answers for you. Here to tell us what's on is Director of Exhibitions and Collections, Sandra Bruce. Sandra, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, Em.
Thanks so much for joining me. Before we get into what's on at the moment at the gallery, for someone who hasn't been to the National Portrait Gallery, what can we expect when we go there?
Well, we think it's one of the most beautiful buildings in Canberra, and we're on the south side of Lake Burley Griffin, so we're in amongst some other beautiful buildings. If you're into the brutalist vibe, like the High Court of Australia and the National Gallery of Australia, we're their newest neighbour. But being a newer building built in 2008, we think we're really welcoming and a really lovely environment to come into to explore, I guess, some of the stories of Australians that has really made a contribution, but through the eyes of the artists that paint their portraits or photograph their portraits and so on.
Sandra, this might seem like a silly question, but it's called the National Portrait Gallery. All portraiture?
All portraiture, absolutely. We have two elements to what we do on behalf of the Australian public. One of them is to collect portraits to bring into the national collection, and we do have particular parameters around that, and that is that the subjects, the sitters, have to have made a significant contribution to Australia. But then we also have a really fantastic dynamic exhibition program, and we don't have the same constraints around the exhibition program. So we could feasibly be showing portraits of people from all walks of life, and not necessarily just Australians either.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, because at the moment you've borrowed some very iconic portraiture from the National Portrait Gallery in London for an exhibition. Mm. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, so our counterpart in London, they're currently going through a major refurbishment, which has been fantastic for us, because it means that we get to borrow some of their really iconic works that normally wouldn't even leave their walls. It's called Shakespeare to Winehouse, and that title, I guess, really gives you an indication of the breadth of the work in the show. We have a portrait of Shakespeare that was believed to have been made while he was still alive.
Wow.
And then we have a beautiful but quite bittersweet portrait of Amy Winehouse that is a posthumous portrait that was created by the artist not long after she passed away. And we've I guess everything in between. It's essentially an exhibition that factors in over five centuries of portraiture of people.
Wow.
from London's collection.
Yeah. Sounds fantastic. We're chatting to Sandra Bruce, the Director of Exhibitions and Collections at the National Portrait Gallery, about what's on. Now, speaking of, the MPG 2022 prize season is upon us. I actually think that a prize was announced today. Am I right?
Yes, yes. We have so much fun with this every year. So we have a couple of prizes. The longest running one is the NPPP, the National Photographic Portrait Prize. It's in its 15th year this year. And this year we also have the second go around of our biannual Darling Portrait Prize, which is a painting prize. They both open to the public on, I think, the 25th of this month. However, one of the most important prizes was just announced today, and that is the Art Handlers Prize. And that is where our behind-the-scenes crew get to make their picks of their favourite works from each of the prize exhibitions. And so they were announced today.
Fantastic. And if people wanted to look at those prize winners, they could head to your website.
Yes, we have a bit of fun with these, and we make a little film with the parties that are responsible for making this really tough choice. And so there's a little film which celebrates the winner of the Art Handlers for the NPPP, and there's another film which looks at the winner of the Art Handlers for the Darling.
Fantastic. I want to know, Sandra, from your perspective, what you think it is about portraiture that's so very interesting.
Well, do you know what? I think, and this speaks to me personally, but I think there's a little bit of this in everyone, is that I'm a massive, I guess, sticky beak. I really like knowing other people's business, provided they're willing to share it, of course. And working in the arts, it's all about the artist's creative vision and how they make art in a way that suits them and helps them with how they interpret the world. And so when you look at portraiture and a portrait gallery, I think we get the marriage of those two amazing things. We get to learn about people and we get to learn about what their motivations are and what they've done and how they've moved through their life and through our world. We get little insights into that. But we get it through them engaging with an artist. And so it's the artist takes on a certain amount of responsibility to help us understand that person and their experience.
It's almost like
that's
the artist.
Portraiture.
Yeah, totally. It's almost like the artist gives you the ability to be a fly on the wall.
They do, but not necessarily in a documentary way. Although we do have some beautiful documentary portraits. but for example, Marsha Langton protesting on the streets of Brisbane back in the 80s. That's one of my favourite documentary portraits in the collection, and they are fantastic. But I think when we look at more considered, I guess, formal portraiture, where an artist has made that decision to sit the artist down or sit the subject down, the person they want to capture, and put them in a certain setting, in a certain environment, and then capture them through whatever their artistic medium is, that says something about how that person is being understood and being interpreted. And yeah, so it's really interesting.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, is there anything else that we should know about this year at the National Portrait Gallery?
Well, we've got an exciting year. Shakespeare to Winehouse runs until the 17th of July. So if anybody's still able to get up to Canberra in the next few weeks, they'll be able to see some of those amazing portraits from London. And the prizes run over winter. So like I said, they open on 25th of June. And then later on this year, we've got an exhibition that is a collaboration we did with the National Gallery of Victoria called Who Are You? And that opens up here in October. But if your listeners can't get to Canberra this year, Who Are You is currently on display down at Fed Square at National Gallery of Victoria's Ian Potter Centre.
Fantastic.
And so they could actually go in and see the exhibition in Melbourne before we bring it up to Canberra.
A little sneak peek.
That's right.
Sandra, it all sounds amazing, and thank you so much for chatting with us about it.
Oh, it's good to talk to you, Em.
Absolutely. That's Sandra Bruce, the Director of Exhibitions and Collections at the National Portrait Gallery in Canberra. For more info, you can head to portrait.gov.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.